Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Back at the soccer show, the head coach of the Yellow Jacket, Dan McNally. And coach, talk about the weekend. Got a thriller there. You headed on the road to start the new season and off to a good start. Just your take on the weekend, trying to get to go. A lot of pressure, a lot of different circumstances now with this team, and a lot of pressure on it to succeed as opposed to past years with this program.
Yeah, I thought the weekend was successful. Our first game against Dixie State was a good win. We won 4-3. We actually came back from, they were beating us in the game on two different occasions, and we came back each time and we forced the game to go to overtime with a last minute goal, and we got the win, which was very good for us, because I think Dixie State will win quite a few games this year. They've got a good team. They were possibly better than we expected, and I think in the end that will be seen as a good solid win for us, so that was good. The guys, it was tough for the guys because we hadn't played any real games in pre-season because of our location. We can't attract teams to come to Billings to play us, so we just play a game against the alumni. So that first game was almost like a pre-season game in a sense for us, and the guys' fitness wasn't quite where it needed to be, but we stuck at it and we got the win, and I think that was a good result.
How do you go into your first weekend? Because as a coach, you just don't know what the heck's going to happen, do you, when the season starts?
No, the first weekend's tough, and if you look across the country, there's been some crazy results. Some teams that you expect to win lost. Some teams that you don't expect to be too good have had great results. But I think what tends to happen is as the season progresses, and by the time everyone's played maybe 10, 12 games, the best teams will rise to the top, and the teams that have got weaknesses, they'll be exposed eventually, and it'll all work out the way it kind of should do. So yeah, the first weekend's always tough, especially when you're playing a new program that's never played a game before, and you literally can't get any kind of understanding of how good they're going to be.
Sam Charles scores in the overtime and off to another good start. Obviously, big things expected of him. Can he get better? Did he get better in the offseason?
He did get better in the offseason. He looks fantastic right now. He scored two goals in his first two games. And, you know, he just keeps going. The bottom line is Sam's one of the best players in the country. There's nothing anyone can tell me that will change my mind about that. He's got, for a centre forward, he's quick, he's strong, he can hold the ball up, he's a great finisher, and there is pressure on Sam, but what's pressure? It means that he's a good player and good things are expected of him, and good players can handle that, and I'm sure he will do.
Him and some others that you've wanted to mention, you didn't worry about them in the off season, now the pressure's on, and you got to succeed, and it'll be interesting to see how this team handles it.
Well, I have a different way of looking at pressure. To me, there was a lot of pressure when we were a terrible team in 2005, and I didn't know where the next win was going to come from. I hated that personally, but now I've got good players. We're a good team, and I enjoy the big games. I like playing Metro State. I think it's a great challenge to me as a coach, to my players. I don't feel pressure because people respect us and they think we're a good team. I like the fact that people think we're a good team. That just means we're doing a good job. So, you know, this is what it's all about, is playing under a little bit of pressure. But that's, if you're a good player or a good coach, you should be able to handle this.
What about that second game? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. We played really well. I was very happy with our performance. Metro State are seventh in the country. They're a very good team, and they were a national tournament team last year. And I think they'll be a national tournament team this year. They've got great players, and they're a traditionally good, strong program. I think the game was very even. We don't feel a sense of injustice, because I think it could have gone either way. And unfortunately for us on the day, the little breaks in the game didn't quite go our way, and we lost the game. But the guys played great. We competed with one of the best teams in the country, and on another day, we would beat them. So overall, although I never take any positives from losing, because losing's losing, and you don't want to start doing that too many times, but the guys played well. It gives us confidence knowing that we can easily compete with one of the best teams in the country, and we move forward to the next game.
And you talk about that with coming out. Is it a different mindset? Because now you know, like you had talked about before, you didn't know what was going on. You know you can win this GNAC conference. Does that change the non-conference games, or at least kind of the mindset? I know you want to win every game.
Yeah.
But last year, you know, were the non-conference games a little bit more important for the respect standpoint?
Well, I think so. I think last year was just a case of the team winning games so that we need wins and build some confidence. But now we're a very confident group and every game is important. There isn't, in my eyes, every one of our 18 games has its own significance and we've got to win every game. But, you know, people are always asking me, do you feel a sense of pressure now that you're a winning team and all that? But, you know, I've only been part of two losing teams in my life, my first two teams here, 2005 and 2006. So as a player and as a coach, I'm used to winning and all my players are used to winning. So we're just not, it's just normal for us.
All right, thanks to Ortho Montana, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and First Interstate Bank. We'll take a brief timeout and come back with the coach. More soccer to be played and head out on the brand new field for some home games and a homestand for the Yellow Jackets. More with the Soccer Show.
At Perkins Restaurants, breakfast is a specialty. Breakfast is a tradition. Breakfast is served all day. But best of all, breakfast is just the beginning. Sure, you can get big fluffy omelets and golden buttermilk pancakes, but we also serve juicy burgers and mile-high melts, bread bowl salads, and hearty dinners like jumbo shrimp, grilled top sirloin steak, homestyle pot roast, even butterball roast turkey and dressing. At Perkins, we set the menu, but you pick the time. And no matter what time of day it is, you'll find a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, friendly staff, and your own pot of coffee right at your table. We even have our own bakery with fresh baked pies like luscious chocolate French silk and caramel apple. For all your favorites, served all day long. Now there's a Perkins right nearby. Stop in real soon. Perkins. Breakfast is just the beginning.
Welcome back to the Soccer Show. Our thanks to First Interstate Bank, St. V's, and Farmers. And Coach, talk about what's coming up. You finally get home on the new turf, and obviously ringing endorsements in the outside of the 90 or 100 degree weather at the beginning of the. Everybody's excited about the new field and hit the turf for home games.
Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be nice to play at home on a nice facility. You know, I think we can get a very good crowd. I'm expecting a good crowd for the game if the weather is good. And we're all just excited to play in Billings. I mean, we've got a good team. We're playing a big game. Mesa State is number 24 in the country right now. So it's going to be a tough game, but I think we're going to have enough to win the game.
Talk a bit about, you know, the replacements. You know, Hernandez and McKeever are gone, but you've got enough of returners and enough experience and people just stepping right in and just, you know, maybe moving a few spots here and there, but a solid defensive team.
Oh, yeah. You know, we basically carried all the eight starters from the 2007 season and even next year, you know, 2009, we're going to be returning 9 or 10 starters. So, you know, I think that the key for college teams is recruiting. Every recruiting class has to be good, because if you have a couple of years where you have bad recruiting classes, that will come back and get you in the future. So every class I've had for the last 3 seasons has been a quality recruiting class, and at every age level, freshman, sophomore, junior and senior, we've got really good players now. So yeah, we're a good team and we're set up for the future as well.
A couple of things where in recruiting, the positive is because they've seen you coach, they've seen you turn the program around. But then when it comes to playing time, what do you tell these guys?
Well, I'm just honest with them. I think one of my strengths as a coach is I never lie to anybody. I just tell them the truth to their face, you know, and they all know they can walk through my door and ask me any question and they'll get a straight answer. The bottom line is if you're a good Division II men's team, as a freshman, it's difficult to play because the standard of play is very high. And some of the guys we bring in have got great potential to be good players, but they need to work harder in the weights room to get physically strong. They need to be around Division II men's soccer for a year to understand the pace of the game, because it's a very high standard. The pace is very quick and it's a lot better than high school and club soccer. So, you know, the bottom line is once you're 18 years old, you're a man. If you're not playing, you've got to work harder. If you've got a problem, you come and see me and I'll explain it.
What about the challenges to the old guards that have come back, and the challenges this year on the pitch?
For the returning players? Well, I mean, the challenges are is to continue to get better. I mean, we're building a good program, and for the seniors, the challenge is now is can they finish the career with a conference championship. That's the challenge. I mean, that's what, if I was a senior here, that's what I'd be trying to do. So I'm sure that's what they're trying to do. But like I say, it's early in the season. We've got a lot of games left, and we've got to take one game at a time, and we'll be fine.
What about the homestand? Talk a little bit about more, you know, expanding that a little bit as you got. Do you like that? You're starting out school. They're going to try to get in the new routine again. Obviously, the veterans, and you said a lot of returners are used to this. But, you know, settling into that, now the preseason's over, you know, the practice schedule, classrooms, and then the home games. Is it good to start at home?
I think so. I mean, it's nice. We've got five straight games now at home. And the one thing it does is that we are a great team at home. Traditionally, we have won 10 straight games. We haven't lost in Billings since October 2006. So we have a lot of confidence when we play in Billings that we can take on anybody. And the guys are going to enjoy playing at home. We've got a nice field now, and it's going to be a good positive experience for them.
Okay, Coach, thanks for the visit. Good luck with the homestand.
Thank you.
We'll be back to wrap it up. Dan McNally on The Soccer Show.
Catering to today's traveler, the Juniper Inn offers affordable, quality accommodations with king and queen size beds and new executive facilities for the business traveler. The Juniper Inn offers complimentary shuttle service as well as special medical and corporate rates and much more. Their friendly staff works hard to cater to your special needs. Juniper Inn, 1315 North 27th Street, Billings. Call toll free 1-800-826-7530.
Closing it out, the Jackets, and big home game on Friday, 5 o'clock. Get on out and support Jackets soccer in the new facility out there at the COT, and four home games after that, so a big five home game stand for the Jackets and the men, and get out to see some championship soccer for Dan McNally and the crew. So thanks to the coach. This has been the Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.